Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start out by telling you how amazing you are and how much I appreciate the support, the love, what an amazing community that you guys are. For all of you who aren't subscribed to the podcast, the YouTube channel, members of the Facebook group, we've got all sorts of free resources and paid to help you grow your cleaning company. You can get information on all of them at growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with Roberto Pena from Hermes Group. The Hermes Group provides the city of Toluca, Mexico with commercial cleaning services. If you'd like to reach out to Roberto and his team, you get a hold of them at www.hermesgroup.mx for Mexico. Roberto, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you, my friend. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Born and raised in Mexico, how'd you get into the cleaning business? Have you been an entrepreneur? Give us a little bit about your background.
This business started as many others here in Mexico. It's a family business. So my parents were the ones that started this business. My brothers and I, but mainly myself, are running it. And I'm looking for it to take it to a new direction. I mean, we have to change with the environment and with the generation. So people are looking for different things that they were looking before. So that's what I'm working on.
Beautiful. How long have you all been in business, and how many people do you employ currently?
Well, we've been in business for more than 25 years. Currently, we have more than 72 employees, and we are in more than 5 states in Mexico. So it's not just Toluca. So we are another 5 cities, different cities.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. So it sounds like you guys are off to a fantastic start. I would love to help you get to that next step. How can I help you today?
Well, precisely that's where we're looking and get to the next step, which for me is looking to franchise our business. That's the best way for us, or at least we think the best way to get to more clients and to more people. Since we've developed a successful structure and a successful method, I think it's about time to think and franchising it.
Okay. I'd be happy to give you my feedback on that. I do want to kind of set a foundation or background in that. I have been a franchisee in that I've owned a ServiceMaster franchise. I've coached franchisors and I'm friends with franchisors and I'm pretty familiar with the process, but I have not been a franchisor myself, certainly not in Mexico. So I'm guessing the laws and the rules and the way things work in Mexico are somewhat different than the United States. So everything I'll give you will be from my kind of United States perspective. And obviously you'll want to check with your local legislation and lawmaking authorities in terms of how that would play out in your country. And same for all the listeners listening outside of the United States, same would go for you. Is that a fair kind of upfront agreement, Roberto?
Yeah, sure. Any way you can help us.
Okay. Cool. The second thing is it comes to franchises, a lot of people jump to that, and there are a lot of other models that you can go to. Franchise is certainly a good way to grow. One of the benefits is obviously you've got an actual owner who just gives you a percentage, so they go do all the work, and you get somewhere generally between 5% and 10% a month of all their revenue, which is fantastic. The only trouble can be you do have to start serving those franchises, and that is a very different product/process/skill set and ability set than running a cleaning company. You did mention, I feel like we should give the listeners some background, that your company also does construction and training, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We also have, for now, more than 7 years working on construction projects. And also, we have developed a program for training for reducing the turnover rate in companies.
Okay. The reason I bring that up is I would say owning a cleaning company franchise would probably be closer or more aligned to a training business than it would be a cleaning business. Certainly, you have to know how to do the cleaning and the hiring. But really what you're doing is, since that's what your franchisees are going to be doing, you really have to know how to equip them to succeed, to give them the tools, the systems, the processes, and help them implement those tools, which is really a training job. So first and foremost, you said you're in 5 different states. Do you have 5 different locations, or do you run all 5 states from one location?
Yeah, we have two main offices in Mexico. One is actually in Toluca, near Mexico City, and the other one is north. It's like in the Mexico-U.S. border and in Coahuila, next to Texas.
Okay. The reason I ask is typically if you're going to start a franchise, you want to be able to show that you've done what you do repeatedly, right? If you just got one location, it's going to be hard to sell. A, you're going to want to make sure that you have a good product to sell. B, it's going to be hard for you to sell investors on, hey, we can do this over and over and over again. So if I woke up in your shoes, I'd probably want to have three or four company-owned locations that we started. I put a manager in place. They're profitable, all within the span of a year or two. So when I go to sell that to somebody else, I've got proof, because if we've got one, that's some proof. But if you've got that, all that proves is that Roberto's smart and that he can do a good job with business, certainly if he's been doing it for 25 years. But when you say, hey, we cranked out two or three locations and they went from zero to, you know, $500,000 in revenue or whatever the case, or pace, you know, whatever your monetary currency is there, and we're making this much profit and we were able to duplicate it two or three times, that's going to be a much better story to sell your people. Also, it's going to give you the tools that you need, because to do that, you're probably going to run into some headaches, some frustrations, some fears, some hiccups, some backwards, movement, and you'll want to solve that internally before you start selling a franchise, right? If you're going to take someone's money for a franchise, you've got to be able to look them in the eye and truthfully tell them, we've done this before, we've run into the headaches that you're going to run into, not that it's perfect and you're going to have no problems, but we've been through this, we know how to do it. Are you in the stage in your business where you've done that before, you've been able to open two or three company stores successfully, or are you still kind of working on the first location?
No, as I told you, we're in five different cities, and for 25 years, we've worked on at least and four of them. We've been there for more than 15 years. So, you know, I have a main office in those cities, because they are very near to Mexico City and Toluca. So we don't think it's good to spend in a whole office there when we can manage it from the main office. But we have in those cities we have already established our market, our clients, and our services. So we've already done it successfully in more than five cities for over 15 years. So I think I'm pretty sure we know what we're doing, and we have a successful model. Then we can sell as a franchise.
Okay. So the one thing we won't harp on this, we'll move on, but I do want to make one quick comment. Again, if you've been there for 15 years and you've got the support of this home office as a prospective franchisee, I might have concerns like, well, I haven't been doing this for 15 years and I don't have a home office. I have to do all this my own. So I might, again, I 100% agree with the business model for building a commercial cleaning business. Satellite offices don't need accounting staff. They may not need managers. They may not need a whole office. But a franchisee is going to need that, because you're not going to be performing those tasks for your franchisee. So again, best case scenario, you're going to be able to say, we haven't been here 20 years, because the franchisee is going to say, well, I don't want to be successful 20 years from now. I want to be successful now. You can say, we literally opened this up 18 months ago. It's got its own account. It's fully doesn't depend at all on our home office. And it is doing well, because again, remember, the franchisee isn't going to have your home office and your 25 years of experience, and they'll have the name recognition to a degree. But that's all I'm saying, is you want to make sure that the franchisee is confident. It's not just Roberto that's smart and can get this result, that he can get the result. So that's the first thing. The second thing is how tight are your systems? You want to make sure that you've got a operations manual that is 1,000% tight, that you can hand it to somebody and it covers everything from how to attract customers, how to attract employees, how to hire them, how to fire them, how to pay them, how to teach them on training, how to make a manager, everything from that all the way down to, you know, how big the location should be. Like when they buy an office, what part of town should it be in? How much should they pay? How big should it be? Does it need washer dryer hookups? Does there need to be a warehouse? How many square feet? Should they buy it right when they start, or should they wait till they're up to $100,000 in revenue? These are the kinds of metrics that you want to have available for your franchisees, so you can really help them start top to bottom. Because my only fear with you is, if you've been doing it for 25 years, you know how to run a large, successful cleaning company. The problem is you're selling a brand new cleaning company that might say stuff like, how do I do my accounting, right? You might have a big fancy accounting system that you've used for years, but they're going to be starting on QuickBooks and need to know, how do I set up a chart of accounts, which you guys haven't done for 20 years because you've been doing it for so long. So I would really encourage you to make sure that you don't take for granted the things that you know how to do, and remember that the person that you're selling to is going to be starting from scratch. Does that make sense, or am I talking crazy?
No, those are great points, Mike. Actually, those are great points.
Cool. And then the last piece, well, there's two more pieces. So first and foremost, ideally do something that could be duplicatable, that they can see start to finish. They could do it. Not just you could do it with your resources, but they could do it with their resources. That's first. Second is make sure to complement that they've got all the tools that they need to start from zero to a million, not from a million to 5 million or whatever point you're at going forward. The third thing would be, I would definitely make sure that you have a specialist that does this. In the United States, there's several companies that specialize in franchising, and I've not used one, so I can't recommend one specifically, but someone that knows how to do the paperwork, that knows how to keep you legal, because again, with the United States, there's all sorts of requirements you have to do to make sure you're not bilking people out of their money, right? They're always thinking that you're taking advantage of people, so you have to, which is good, but you have to make sure you follow those laws. So if I were going to start a franchise, I would 100% work with one of those people. And if you've got a good one, that's not just looking to take your money, they'll tell you if you've got a franchisable idea, if this is a good idea, bad idea, and kind of give you a growth plan in terms of, the first year we expect you to get 5 franchises. By year 5, you should be at 25 franchises, kind of give you some benchmarks. That would be step 3. Step 4, the last part, and the franchise company should help you with this, is a marketing plan to prospective franchisees. You want to be very clear in terms of, who are you looking for? How much money do they need up front? How much experience do they need, if any? What kind of net worth do they need to be? Can they be full-time? Are you looking for owner-operators, or just people that are looking to make an investment? So I would, and again, hopefully the franchise company would help you with that, but be very clear on who you're looking for in terms of net worth. Are they going to do this full-time or not? And put together a marketing plan to attract those people. I wouldn't just kind of use business contacts that you've got and put the word out. You're going to want to have a pretty substantial marketing program, so you've got more qualified people looking to be applying to be franchisees than you have franchises available for sale. That will help you make the first couple franchisees successful, right? If you take someone that's not going to be successful and they fail, that second one is a bear to sell. So I would encourage you to put together enough marketing so you have more people applying to be franchisees than you can handle, so you can pick the cream of the crop, pick people that are really going to succeed. If you got your first 3 or 4 guys and gals that are successful, after that, it'll get a lot easier.
Okay, that's a great idea. Well, basically, that's what we're looking for, somehow to sell the know-how we've developed, sell the support to the franchisees. And once we make sure they can succeed on their own, then they are on their own. And maybe we just get like a small percentage of the franchise. So that's more independent way to make it a franchise. I mean, we're not looking to lay the new entrepreneur with us always, only for the start. And that way, for us, it's like... more people we know will know our name, our methods, and the other good thing is that more people will be using our success model and being successful on their own. I don't know if this makes sense.
No, that's the exact appeal to franchising a company. All right, any other questions on the franchising, or can we move to the lightning round and I will give you the opportunity to share some of your 25 years of experience with the audience?
No, I mean, that's great information you just gave us, and we were looking with local authorities and the laws here in Mexico to see how precisely we can start this process. But we'll definitely go on that way.
Okay. Well, let's do the lightning round. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions, and you'll have the opportunity to give 3 answers that will hopefully bring some value to the audience. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Never to give up. I mean, that will be the best advice I will give anyone. Never give up. I mean, in this business, it's difficult somehow to manage the rejections or the sales, because usually in this business, not everyone is used to spend a lot of money. But if you don't ask for it, you will never get it. So you have to be sure of what you're offering, and you have to be sure and how much does it cost what you are offering. So It never mind if you face a few rejections. Eventually, you get that one sale that give you what you deserve.
All right, great point. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in business so we can all learn from each other?
The biggest mistake in business? I believe for many years we make the things the same way many others were doing the things. So especially with our employees. I mean, that's how many people start their business. They look at what others are doing and they just go ahead and do the same thing. So that took us a lot of years of, for me now, seeing backwards, that's a mistake. Because we lost a lot of people. That was too expensive to constantly be hiring new people, constantly train new people, and that's a very high cost for us. So once we decided to do things on our own and take care of our people our way, that's how we develop our own project, our own program of training. And that helped us retain our people, and eventually our business went more stable. So that was the worst business I did, start imitating others.
Great. It's another great piece of feedback. All right, last question. What's one idea, something simple and easy that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Just some piece of advice that's easily implementable.
Especially in the cleaning business, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, well, take care of their people. I mean, usually the people that works in cleaning, they have usually low wages than any other jobs. Their motivation is usually not the best. But if we can reach them, if we can reach them on a personal level, I mean, treat them like they are, like humans like us, looking for a better future, a better way of living, you can have amazing results.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. It's really at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. That's the value we bring to the world, is the people that we have. Roberto, thank you so much for joining us on the show, sharing your experience, your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you'd like to check out Roberto's show notes page and all the tools that you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.